Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allonsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
A Republican, one of them at least, candidate for governor, Dutchess County executive, former mayor of Tivoli, Mark Molinaro, launched officially his campaign this week. He's been making stops around the state, and you have a story about a local consulting firm that's with the campaign.
Mark Molinaro has chosen a Cooperstown-based political consulting firm, the Casale Group, to manage his campaign for governor. It's led by a husband and wife team, Vince Casale and Lynn Crow. They've worked together for a while and were married last December at the Otisaga. Lynn, she's a native of Troy, has been involved in various Molinaro campaigns since he first ran for office, for mayor of Tivoli, as you mentioned, when he was 19 years old. Many folks in state government would know the Casale name from Tony Casale's 2 decades in the assembly. Then-Governor Pataki named him to chair the state liquor authority. Tony is Vince's father. In an interview the other day, Vince was saying he's been in politics since he was 5 years old, handing out Casale for assembly pencils on his father's behalf at county fairs. He got out of Ithaca in 1995 and was director of development at Herkimer Community College before going into political consultancy full-time in 2010. He's been busy ever since. A couple of highlights. He ran Ed Day's campaign in 2013 for Rockland County Executive and won against the odds. He ran John Cahill's campaign for Attorney General in 2014, so he also has experience with a statewide effort. By the way, he's also chairman of the Otsego County Republican Party. Vince is energetic. He's smart and tough. And yes, very tart. As a reporter, I can tell you he's always good for just the right quote. An enlivening quote, I guess. Of course, the question is, can Molinaro beat Cuomo? Looking at it objectively, Cuomo's been a pretty good governor for upstate, including for Otsego County. Oneonta won one of those $10 million downtown revitalization grants, and it's taking off. The governor also recognizes Cooperstown is key to upstate tourism. It's a national and even international draw, and he sent a lot of promotion money to the Baseball Hall of Fame. His Buffalo Billion program, of course, was visionary, and extending Nano to Utica, Syracuse, and Rochester had great potential, if not for Preet Bharara's indictments. The Democratic left wing doesn't like Cuomo particularly, but that doesn't hurt him upstate. Still, voters don't seem to like him as much as they should, and there's the same fatigue and concern about indictments here, as you see everywhere. So who knows? Vince went on background the other day. He doesn't want to lay bare his strategy, of course, but he cut to the chase. He's got a pretty clear idea of what the Molinaro campaign has to do to make it to the governor's mansion. So we'll see where it goes.
Jim Kevlin, always interesting, joins us on Thursdays. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to find this story and more. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, sir.